Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in today's episode we're going to talk about how to ride without stirrups. So many riders view riding without stirrups as unnecessary torture. However, gritting your teeth once a week or so to take your stirrups away can really help to improve your riding. So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about why riding without stirrups is important, how to do it correctly, and how it can enhance your riding. So firstly, why do we ride without stirrups? So in order for your horse to work efficiently, you must be an even load for him to carry. Now, dressage asks that the horse is straight, works in balance, and is supple through his back. And this is something that he will struggle with if his rider is not sitting evenly on top of him. So riding without stirrups, provided that the environment is safe, is an excellent way to check your balance and to ensure that you are allowing the horse to move freely underneath you. So removing your stirrups allows you to find the deepest part of the saddle with your seat by lengthening the leg. Now, a deep seat enables you to sit more in a secure balance, whilst a longer leg allows you to give more subtle aids to your horse. So your leg should be loosely wrapped around the horse with no tension or clamping. And if you clamp your upper leg tightly around the horse, you'll stop his hind leg energy from travelling through to the bridle. And if you grip up with your knees, you will pivot forward onto your fork and your lower leg will come off. So you need to be able to communicate with your horse by using the subtle aids of your weight, back, seat, legs and hands. And this ability is referred to as having an independent seat. Now, if your balance is compromised, your signals will become very muddled and difficult for the horse to understand. So now we know why riding without stirrups is important, how do we actually do it? So make sure that you are in a safe environment and that your horse is calm before you do any work without stirrups. Now, if you have someone to help you, lunging can be a great way to concentrate on your position without having to worry about what the horse is doing. So begin by crossing your stirrups. So it should be your right stirrup over your horse's left shoulder first, and then your left stirrup over the horse's right shoulder, and they should be placed in front of the saddle across the horse's withers. Now, a tip here is to remember to slide the buckles down slightly so that they won't dig into your thighs whilst you're riding. So start by walking your horse around the school and try to make sure that you can feel both seat bones. And sit up tall, look where you are going and open up your shoulders. Now take the whole leg away from the saddle, opening your hip and allowing your leg to hang long and loose. You may need to hold the front of the saddle for this, but make sure that you always pull up rather than pushing down, and this will help pull your seat deeper instead of pushing it back. Now repeat this exercise until you feel that you have found the deepest part of the saddle and your legs are relaxed. And when you are comfortable in walk, you can then start your trot work. Now when you start trotting, you may find initially that your legs start to grip up. Now if this happens, you can either go back to walk, or you can take your reins in one hand and using your free hand, you can put it under the pommel and pull up slightly. And this will allow you to have the confidence to relax into the trot. Now, if you continually feel that you are tensing up, don't do too much trot work. Go back to walk, repeat the leg stretching exercises, and then try again. The object of the exercises is that you can stay in balance whilst your leg is free to communicate the subtle aids to the horse. So to wrap this episode up, when it comes to working without stirrups to improve your seat, perseverance and practicing little and often is the key to success. Now you'll be surprised how short your stirrups feel when you take them back, and you may even find that you need to drop them a hole or two. Now if you need any other help when it comes to working without stirrups, or if you have any handy exercises that you would like to share with us, please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post. You can also share them in our brand new training forum at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other articles, books or training diaries, don't forget to follow us on the other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.